Good afternoon, Garage Logic faithful. It's Reavers here back in the Garage Logic podcast studios, and we are going to feature another best of Garage Logic here on this Friday. The mayor has duties that take him away from doing the show today, but he'll be back Monday along with the rest of the crew, the Rook, Kenny, Johnny, and yours truly. So I hope you enjoy this selection of the best of Garage Logic. We're going to feature a few more segments of some of the best of Saturday morning sports talk. I hope you enjoy the best of Garage Logic.
Okay, I was just talking to George Shire a little bit, the number one wrestling expert on basically Minnesota wrestling, Vern wrestling, AWA wrestling. Mm-hmm. George, we're going to talk to him for a while Saturday about Mad Dog, but... I asked him, you know, Mad Dog Vachon died today in Omaha at age 84, and I asked him when Mad Dog became a good guy, because he was, when he first came here in the, late 60s, he was the most evil guy that ever lived.
He French-Canadian?
Yes, yep. And he was a crazy, his brother was the Butcher. You know, you got two kids named Mad Dog and the Butcher. You got some itching.
Mom's got to
whack him upside the head once in a while to keep him in line. Hey, Butcher, but stop picking on Mad Dog.
Come over here, man. Flick your ear, Mad Dog.
But Mad Dog, he said the first time he turned, see, the Crusher came to town, as you recall.
Sure.
And the Crusher shtick was supposed to be that he insulted all Minnesotans by telling us how much better Wisconsin was and how much better his girlfriend Wanda, how much better looking the Milwaukee girls were than our girls, except we thought that was hilarious.
Plus, he was too lovable.
Yeah, we thought that was hilarious, so he became a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
So Mad Dog, his first turn was when he became Crusher's tag team partner. So then he became a good guy, but although Mackie just showed me YouTube of a 1971 match where Mad Dog's got blood pouring out of his head and Crusher's in street clothes choking him, trying to kill him. So that was that had to be before they became partners. That had to be set up the partnership.
Now we have lost the Crusher, haven't we?
Yes, the Crusher died.
Yeah, that was a big Crusher show.
And then Mad Dog went back to being a bad guy after a couple of years. And then in 1979, Vern was getting ready to tag team against the evil Ray the Crippler Stevens, another guy with a bad nickname,
the Crippler.
The Crippler.
Yeah.
And
call
Pat,
the Crippler in, Rabbit.
Get him in here.
And Pat Patterson, who I can't remember, but he apparently was evil too. And Vern needed somebody just as mean and nasty as the Crippler. And he introduced to us on, you know, with Marty O'Neill sitting there stunned disbelief that his partner was going to be Mad Dog, and then Mad Dog became a good guy and was still wrestling in his late 50s until he was jogging. He got hit by a car and had a leg amputated. He was jogging. So
now you have me thinking of all the concussion talk in sports.
Yes.
You never hear of a wrestler getting a concussion.
Well, they didn't.
Because they're not paid enough and they don't want to go tell the boss.
Yeah, they don't want to tell the boss. Plus, the plan was not to actually hit him with that chair. It was to, you know, kind of off the back of their upper shoulders. But once in a while, Kenny, they'd flip him out and they'd land on that cement, and that wasn't any good. No.
I'm surprised he made it to 84.
Oh, yeah. I bet he had. Well, they said the last several years he'd been ill, and he had lost his memory. In other words, he had dementia or Alzheimer's.
But didn't he have a French cooking show?
Mad Dog.
Did he have a cooking show?
I don't know, but one night at the Bowling League banquet, the North Star Celebrity Bowling League, which was a drinking league with a bowling problem, as they say, it was out at Southview. And,
this was the league you were in.
This was the league on Wednesday afternoons where they gave us free bowling because we drank so much there. You know.
Did you say Wednesday afternoon?
Who was on the club?
I can't remember. Fowler was who else?
Wasn't
was
Herbeck?
Herbeck. Well, later on. Yeah. Later on. Not Herbeck was. But when I was there, you know, half the Twins. The officials were on the team, Cassidy and Rance, and there was a couple of players, and
they all drove home.
Angelo Giulia, we all drove home.
Oh, my God.
Point Back then it was 0.12, so we could have an extra fifth, you know, when we, you know, before we drove home.
But which you had that before you even got to the bowling alley.
But we were at Southview Country Club for the banquet.
Well, you had to have the banquet.
You had the banquet.
You had to have the banquet.
Where basically all the money we paid for bowling went to the banquet. And Mad Dog was the entertainment, singing.
Oh, no.
Singing Wagon Wheel. We had a great deep voice, and he sang Wagon Wheels and all
Happy
these.
Happy Tales.
Yes, yeah, no, he was. No, he could actually sing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was good.
Well, this, I'm looking up.
Well, I thought so, but I might have been hammered.
You know? Really? You were not quite the critic.
Give us another one, man.
Yeah, hell yes. Well, you sound like Sinatra to me. I don't know.
But, during Mad Dog's retirement, he appeared at a WWF pay-per-view In Your House 7 that was held in Omaha. He was sitting in the front row near ringside when his artificial leg was ripped off by wrestler Diesel and used as a weapon.
Nice.
So he even incorporated that into it.
And I can guarantee he didn't do it for free. That's for sure.
Hey, Mad Dog's the guy that tried to open a plane door between here and Winnipeg.
What was he? Thought it was too rocky? Or
he didn't like it. He wanted out. And they had to wrestle him to the ground to keep him from opening the door.
He goes back far enough to have been driven in the station wagon to the little Le Center ballpark for wrestling where all the enemies got out of the same station wagon and went out and tried to kill each other and then got back in the station
I can't
wagon.
Tell you what a disappointment that was for me in, up in Alexandria when I saw a couple of arch enemies pull in together. Oh, my God, that was such a letdown. I almost turned around.
With their arms around each
other. Yeah, I almost turned around and went home.
It would even have been better had they had the drink with the two straws coming out that they were sharing.
Same thing happened to me in Folda, Minnesota in the 1950s. Gorgeous George was coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous. This was the biggest thing that ever happened. And his arch enemy, Hardboiled Haggerty, and they pulled up together and, you know, Gorgeous
George. You're like, what the hell?
Hardboiled Haggerty.
Did they make up?
Yeah.
Did you ever spend any time with the Vikings basketball team that played in the winter?
No, I did not.
Supposedly
but I bet that
for charity.
Was fun.
I went with them once to a game in Lake City. I still have nightmares.
Oh, really?
You know, Joe, they took on.
You rode with them?
Oh, yeah.
They some cocktails on the way.
Oh, my God.
They took on the Faribault Police Department. My dad was a part of the Faribault squad. And let's just say the Vikings were a tad bit more athletic than the Faribault Police Department.
And I have a memory of them going to some house in Lake City after the
somebody
game.
Somebody invited them.
And,
party.
You know, it would turn into Animal House.
But back then, if you got pulled over, the cop would help you home or help you to your destination.
Yeah,
he wouldn't
say,
throw you in jail.
Boy, take it easy or follow me or something.
Yeah, follow
like
me,
that.
Fellas.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was a great way to run business,
but
it was that's the way. That was the reality of it. So,
Sports Talk will return in just a moment.
Joe Souchere here for Federated Insurance. I'm not a math guy, but there's some numbers you need to know. 2,440,000 injured and 35,092 dead on our nation's highways. Those are National Safety Council numbers from 2015. Federated Insurance reminds us that these are much more than statistics. These are family members, friends, and neighbors. Distracted driving continues to be an epidemic, but unfortunately, it's not the only factor. It could happen like this. A driver passes the same vehicle several times with frustration. Mounting, the driver passes the vehicle again but loses control while trying to change lanes. The vehicle rolls several times, killing the driver, two other passengers, and injuring three others. Ask yourself, do you get anxious when you drive? Do you yell or honk at other drivers that make you angry? Do you retaliate to get even? The National Safety Council reports that aggressive driving plays a role in 56% of fatal crashes. Don't become a statistic. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's their business to protect yours. Please make it home safely today.
Netflix. The sitcom starring Jason Bateman canceled by Fox in 2006 after three seasons, but redeveloped for Netflix.
I'm a Netflix subscriber, and I got the technology, and the wife and I are going to have to put our heads together and try to figure out how we do
it's
this.
It's easy, Pat.
Has the DA picked up on Mr. Selfridge, the Masterpiece Theater Channel 2 series with Jeremy Piven?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a new one. It's not quite Downton Abbey status, but it might be fun to watch. It just started.
How would a guy like Patrick, though, watch Netflix on his TV if he doesn't have a game console?
Do you have a game console, Patrick?
No, of course he doesn't.
No, we got the high-tech TV, that's about a year and a half old, though.
That's show me that international sign for high-tech TV.
Right here.
Your hands are out there.
He looks like Steve Little trying to stop a guy at third base
on a home run.
So the new TVs are Netflix ready, then.
Yeah, there are all kinds of ready.
Yeah. We got a big old.
Okay.
Kenny, here was the strategy, though. Well, you got a special clicker, you know, for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife was convinced we were going to have to hit it with a hammer to put the batteries in and break it open. Even I could figure out how to pick it and put in the batteries better than her.
If my TV breaks up on certain channels but not on others, is it the TV or the cable service?
I'm guessing that would be operator error.
That's the
in your
that's
case, yeah.
Well, on occasion, they're doing stuff to channels, so it goes kind of along. They go run through the channels, and they're doing something. I don't know.
Are you buying that from him?
Why didn't I just ask you first?
We're taking your tech calls now.
Yeah. Hey, I should have called you, because you would have cleared it up in a heartbeat.
I was nodding as Patrick was saying.
Well, they're doing stuff occasionally down the line.
This is like when the guy heard his house creaking and he called Sports Talk to ask you guys what to do.
The HD channels, once in a while, they'll go... Then they'll do it on the next one. They're doing something.
Welcome to Tech Corner. I'm your host, Joe Soucheray.
Plus, he'd be a good...
with my sidekick.
He'd be a good help center.
He'd be a good help PJ center, Ricey.
Yeah, what is your problem, Miss Williams? Is it going...
Or is it going like this?
We should mention here the Twins have won. They have taken the series from the Tigers. The final today.
Good. I get the golf tournament on.
Ryan Pressly gets 3 outs of the ninth Rule 5 drafting.
Hey, a couple of good starting pitching performances.
Yes. Yeah. Palfrey, the two runs they gave away, they just basically insisted the Tigers score them. Yes. Come on. Come on over here.
Tennessee woman arrested by police after she tricked her sister into thinking she had killed her husband as an April Fool's joke.
Wow.
You know, that's not an April Fool's joke. No. I killed somebody.
No.
It's
really
got to be more subtle.
52-year-old Susan Tammy Hudson called her sister and said, Helen, I just shot my husband. I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
No.
The joke backfired, though, because the sister... called the local Kingsport Police Department. Mm-hmm. Officers got to the home, took her into custody. She was later released without charges.
Did the sister know of some problems between her sister and the hubby, so she might think it was true, or did she think it just happened out of the blue?
Patrick, I was going to offer up that maybe she did this to see what she could get away with and who she could involve.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, if this was a test, somebody failed.
All right, I can't call her if I kill somebody.
I'm writing her off.
Yeah, she'll turn me in.
She's off the list, on the back cupboard, off the list.
She wants to kill the hubby, but she wants to know who will help her bury him. And she can blame it on April Fool's. What a deal.
Susan later released without charge. She had nothing but...
God, you're a devious mind. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
Nothing but praise for the local police. A new species of venomous tarantula has been discovered. And it's
in Florida. It's got to be in Florida.
No, it's in Sri Lanka.
Oh,
it's as big as your face.
No.
Oh. No.
Yep.
So basically, you can only kill them with a hatchet or an axe.
Back in 2009, some villagers found a dead one. They took it to some scientists. Scientists suspected the dead arachnid was a previously unknown type, confirmed the theory after setting off to find its living relatives. According to researcher Ranul Nadayakara, days of extensive searching in every tree hole and bark peel were rewarded with a female, and to our satisfaction, several juveniles also. The tarantulas, part of the tiger spider genus, have marked distinctive markings, including daffodil yellow coloring on their legs. They have a new name in honor of the police inspector Michael Rajakumar Puraja, who led the research team through the
countryside. Hey, Johnny, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but if there's a tarantula the size of your face
Yes.
I don't have to know it's poisonous to poop my pants
You're going to have a problem.
I'm going to be in the shower momentarily.
You're not going to pick it up and say, oh, this is the non-venomous variety. Yeah, and start stroking its back.
If I see one that size, I'm going to be scared.
And the newest thing in Brooklyn is a Brooklyn bar where they are offering a yoga class on Sunday mornings for people who have hangovers.
Huh.
It involves yoga stretches tailored for those who have the hangover, and after that you get some cocktails. Sunday morning hangover sufferers.
Right back on the horse, huh?
Can join yoga instructor Reagan Wilson.
Why don't you just start with the cocktail? That usually works.
Yes. Yeah.
Hangover yoga at the Cobra Club in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Wilson takes them through poses.
I've heard that works.
That day in New Orleans, Pat, when you called for the 7:45
wake up. The 7:30 wake up call and was given the disappointing news it was 7:45.
Yeah. Were you thinking about any type of yoga at that time with that little hangover?
Well, back then you could change your flight. So I said, in that case, make it 4 p.m., would you please?
There's another one coming around.
I'd like a 7:30 wake up call.
Well, sir, it's 7:45.
Okay, honey.
Wilson takes them through poses, focusing on specific areas of the body you need to heal during a hangover. That would, of course, be the head.
Yeah. What do you stand on your head or what?
There's different pressures you can put on the forehead, apparently, in yoga to help you out.
Sure.
And you also do twists to help detoxify the liver.
John, you and I are Bourdain fans. And watching him the other day, and he was eating some. They'd been out drinking all night, and he was eating some Asian soup. He had this. And he says, pretty soon, the urge to throw up all over yourself passes.
It's just a moment or two.
Yes, right.
Have you noticed the consolidation happening to commercial insurance agencies today? This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. The big just keep getting bigger, and you and your business continue to get passed around until you become a dreaded house account. You have been consolidated. All of this was done to you without your control. Get options and take control of your company's insurance program. Have the Canopy Group help you gain a commercial insurance strategy that makes your business more attractive to the insurance industry. The more insurance companies that we can get interested in your business, the more competitive your pricing will be. If your business is renewing in March, April, or May and is paying less than $80,000 in premium, don't accept being a house account. Get the attention you deserve with the Canopy Group. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389. 800-967-3389. The Canopy Group.
I saw them tweet out a picture of the show today, though.
Yep.
Doogie was with them.
Oh, boy.
And when the photo was sent out, Doogie wasn't talking. That was one of the big upsets.
That's not possible. That's not possible. Some kind of scoop.
Quite the shocking upset.
I hate to pull you away from this fascinating topic, but I just tried the paint joke on my son, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, answered right away.
Did he really?
Blue paint.
Really?
Blue paint. He knew it.
Because all paint smells the same.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, that's probably because he's been told it in a high, in school.
It's the people he runs away with, this 16-year-old.
Well, I'm calling on the way home tonight and try to
but
deliver
I don't think,
it.
I think you need to. I think you didn't have to write it down on a piece of paper.
Yes,
I think
did.
You should be able to remember that.
Did you write the joke down or
just
to
blue
call?
Paint? I just wrote blue paint.
And that'll help you enough.
That'll help me remember.
What I'd like to see is you looking for that stupid piece of paper in one of your 20 pockets.
Hey,
Hold on.
Get the redhead over. What's your name again?
Do you want a mine or what? Are you just here for the pool? What's going on?
As I'm driving along, people will think I'm playing Pokemon.
Kid, I got this question for you. Yes. Why? It's upside down. How do? Yeah, let me put my glasses on. Hey, don't run away. Hang on. How does blue paint smell like red paint? Because it's blue. See you later. Get out of here, kids.
Why does red paint smell like blue paint?
Why does it smell the same? Is that the joke? Well, I don't get it. Maybe I wrote it down wrong.
You know how many jokes I tell a year? Like three.
Are you a good joke teller?
No. He isn't.
Not really.
Why? Why? Because you want to get to the point?
Because he's a bad waiter.
You know, Joe can tell a joke and say, and the guy's on the course, and he's sitting there, and he's telling, you know, and kind of paint a little picture.
Royce, halfway through, he just gives up and throws in the punchline.
Kenny, you going to the soccer game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I've got front row tickets.
Kenny, I like ones about Jewish guys, and you can't tell those in polite company anymore. So, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like,
are you comfortable?
Muhammad's living. Yeah. Like Muhammad asking Sid, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe? I can't tell that joke. So,
no, you can't
tell it. So, what good does it do? Can't tell
probably
it in public.
Best.
Two guys go down in the garment district in New York.
Yes.
No, a guy went down. He got hit by a car. Another came up to him and said, here, I'll put my coat under your head while we wait for the ambulance. Are you comfortable? He says, I'm making a nice living.
That's not a bad joke.
You know what, Royce? You were right. This is the worst show on radio.
Hey, Billy, come over here. I wrote this one on, too. There's a guy that makes clothes out in New York. He tripped on the guy tripped him, so he's laying down, and he's comfortable. And the guy says, I'm just trying to make a living. No, I don't. Maybe I wrote this one down wrong, too.
Yeah. Alex writes via email. He says, I don't know whatever the opposite of a Marconi is, but you guys earned it today.
We earn it every day.
Lady. The search for the game logs was really good radio.
Yeah.
You know what? It's really unfortunate. I wasn't trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to do any. I couldn't find the damn thing.
But that's every
right
day.
By the game log. It's right below that.
And I'll peel back the curtain. I had it sitting in front of you, but yeah, watching my guy twist in the wind was just great.
Here's what we don't know. Is it a function of your incompetence or the slow computer?
Both.
No, the computer was there. I just didn't know
your incompetence.
I don't think it's incompetence. I think he just isn't interested. I don't think he's interested in helping.
I thought my June 6th, even though it wasn't the truth.
It was close enough.
You know, Pat ran with it. He's like, hey, he's been up here 9 weeks.
Well, because it was June 1st that he came back, so you were close.
Yeah, pretty darn close enough.
Well, here's a stat of the day.
Yeah. Here we go.
Kepler's got 11 more RBIs than Joe Mauer.
Oh, yeah, poor Joe. I think we should just leave him alone.
But he's trotting in ahead of Kepler a lot.
Yes, he is.
Did I hear that Kraut is leading the league?
Rookie
home run.
Major League Baseball. Yeah.
What about home runs? Where's he sitting there?
Rookies, he's first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Might be our sixth rookie of the year for the Minnesota Twins.
You diehards are going to peddle this guy, aren't you? You want to send him down the road?
No. I want to keep this kid. Are you kidding me?
Who would peddle this kid?
We want more Germans.
Yeah,
more Germans.
You need more guys
that are...
They got
discipline, those Germans.
Joe, don't ask me that question like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's right. Say, why don't we take a time out here and be back shortly?
I think that's a damn fine idea.
But no.
Make it a long one.
But now it is the best of Garage Logic here on a Friday afternoon in the Garage Logic Podcast Studios. Reavers here manning the ship. And I thought I'd make it a sports talk edition. And we get a lot of requests for certain elements of sports talk. So I dug through the archives and found some of my personal favorite episodes of the best of sports talk. And this one's pretty good. This was when they had a very passionate caller call in to chat with the fellas. Enjoy the best of Garage Logic, the sports talk edition.
Yeah, that's Kenny.
When are we taking calls?
The deal is we are taking calls.
Oh.
We just
646-8255 877-615-1500.
Call me with any traffic questions you may have.
R Yahtzee. I use the Yahtzee philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what? I don't know it.
I don't call you at work. You don't call me at work.
Yep.
I love taking calls.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know what? Back when you were really call generated, you had a producer. You could be talking about solemn events.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Famine in West Africa.
Yep.
Right.
Can I play the caller, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay, Kenny, you're on.
Yeah, Joe, I got to make a move. They got a guy changing a flat tire on the Ide Mill ramp to southbound practice freeway.
The best one was when he'd call and say, oh, man, a plane crash today in, Chicago, 115 dead.
Yeah.
Next caller. Hey, Joe, you want to hear my motorcycle?
Yeah, that was the other one. That was the other one.
What am I taking here, Chris?
Gil on line 10.
Gil?
Yeah, Pat, the fourth inning, you can't go on pitch count alone because these guys are trained to go at least 110 pitches and yanking them out if they're going on sixth inning, fourth inning, whatever it is, 75, 80 pitches. Okay. They're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, they should probably be able to pitch.
Gil,
more,
you should have your own show.
Gil,
man.
You need to keep this voice.
You are.
I love this voice.
These guys are pulling them out way too early. Conspiracy.
Hey, Gil, could you say a phrase for me? Say there's going to be fines and suspensions. Say
that. That's what he sounds like, Wally Carbo.
Just say that for me, would you?
Who's Wally Carbo, pitcher? No, you guys are crazy.
We need to hear from Gil more.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Gil was.
I don't either, but I want to hear him.
We'll take his call every day.
I will take Gil's call
Gil
every day.
Gil was Wally Carbo with, as a baseball
fan. Suspensions.
As a baseball
you kind of sound
fan.
Like Wally Carbo.
He did.
Although, because Kenny always instructed me that we don't have many rules on sports talk, but right. One of them is when you answer the phone, it's sports talk. Hang on.
Hold on.
Right. That's the screening process. Yeah. You have been thoroughly TSA audio screened.
Yes.
My early rookie days, I'd ask them, do you want to be on? And then about a week later, I'm just, hold on, you idiot. Just, you're super dumb. Just hold on.
And what was Yatesy's line about callers?
I don't call you at your business. Don't call me at mine.
Yeah, I don't call you at work. Don't you call me at work.
But Gil can get in anytime he wants.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yeah,
Gil. Well, he wanted to break it down.
Yeah, you know, Gil's, you know what? I think Gil's probably a believer that these modern players are just a bunch of wimps.
Don't too you? Tight. They're too tight. Too tight and wimpy, right?
Too tight and wimpy. Yeah,
there's no margin for error.
No, that's true. All right, Gil. Yeah, I think
Wait
Gil.
A minute. Is he calling back? Is he calling
oh,
back?
No. Really?
He might be.
Reavers, Gil. Answer that.
Right, hang on,
get
hang
that?
On.
How did he get the contest
I don't
line?
Know. I got the test.
Probably from the dark man.
Yeah, just a minute. Right.
Oh, yeah, I can get you the hotline. No
is
problem.
Is this Gil again?
If I want to be mocked, I'll call every day. I'm not here to be mocked.
No, nobody was mocking you, Gil. No. We were speculating that you probably think the modern player is a little less manly than in the old days.
Yeah, you're a dumb producer. He's too tight. These guys, their body's too tight. You know, they can't. They scratch their little boo-boo and ain't playing.
Yeah, right.
No,
that's true.
I got a hangnail. Yeah. I got a $4 million a year hangnail. You're too tight. Hey, go take a bench. You're too tight.
Yeah. You want a big, fat, roly-poly guy who sells hot dogs
right.
in the winter.
Give me the roly-poly guy. What's going on with the ice in Vegas? What do you got? You got ice or slush? What are we playing on?
We're going to have... So far,
it's hot out there, Gil.
So far, we think we got ice, Gil.
I can't play it. They don't got ice. You know what? Yeah. Ice is too tight.
No, you want tight ice. You want
tight
ice.
I got to go cut the grass.
Yeah, all right.
In the rain.
Gil, that's our audience right there. That's him. That's
our
guy.
Slushies. That's a P1. That's a P1 right there.
Yeah, right there.
He
listens intently to the poop commercial.
Everybody just take a breath. We're going to be back shortly. Our friends at RF Moeller Jewelers have been supporters of Garage Logic for 25 years. We're so happy that they've now chosen to be a supporter of the Garage Logic podcast. It doesn't hurt that I've been friends with Mark Moeller for 20 years, and I can honestly tell you that any piece of jewelry worn by anyone in my family has come from RF Moeller Jewelers, and it's not just because we're friends. It's because I know the way they run their business. 67 years? You don't last 67 years by taking advantage of people. It's a family business with six molars, and without them, there is no podcast. Here in the newsroom is John Hite.
Can't thank you enough,
no, that's great.
New York.
That's great. Every one of you.
And we just get the blank stare out of you. You don't say anything. You don't do anything. You just sit there like somebody's pointing a gun at you.
No, I'm trying to listen to him.
The stock market was largely unchanged today, whatever that means.
It's sunny and 76 degrees.
It's all bailed on me.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Well, I can't turn any knobs.
Here while I'm waiting for him to,
Matthew,
to say I'm connected, you guys
there's
could.
There's nothing to do but laugh.
Oh, no, I know. It doesn't affect my fine board work. That's
no.
For sure.
Twins have reinstated.
The griff is back.
Yeah, that was a grifter gremlin.
Hello? Patrick, just a minute. Let's see if we can find Joe.
We got it all under control here. Don't worry about it. I got it all under control.
Everything is copacetic. That was his great.
The best part of that griff thing is Joe getting a little excited and he trying to calm you down.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Am I on?
Everything's fine, Joe.
And you're saving your audio grace was Lance. Remember when Lance
the
called?
Miracle Lance. Was the yeah. Miracle was the real miracle was when Joe and I were talking to each other and Griff was gone and we how that happened nobody knows. The two guys in Toronto were talking to each other, but the guy
we
back
lost
here,
Griff at the studio.
He was up back burning a heater.
I think he was.
Or something.
Yeah.
Twins have reinstated Joe Mauer from the restricted list after that 6-game absence for the birth of his twin daughters. Twins off today. They will start a homestand tomorrow night against the Royals. Twins also announcing Wilkin Ramirez began a rehab assignment with their Gulf Coast League affiliate in Fort Myers, Florida. He hasn't played since May when he suffered a concussion.
We haven't been as worked up about his concussion as we were Morney's.
Yeah, you're right.
Who was?
Wilkin Ramirez is an extra outfielder, and what did he do, get hit in the head?
No, he collided with somebody in the outfield going after a ball. President Obama?
Willie?
Might have been. President Obama welcomed the San Francisco Giants to the White House today, saying it's a habit that they're dropping in.
Not next year.
No. President says their second title in 3 seasons was because of the stellar pitching, defense, and timely hitting. He says he didn't predict that, though. He thought the White Sox were going to win it.
Oh, of course he did.
Crowd of well-wishers included Giants Hall of Famer Willie Mays, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, and San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee.
Why did they wait so long to do it? Don't they typically
usually,
do it right
I suppose,
after
the Giants were in playing out there.
Washington.
Or waiting to get to the East Coast from.
News notes from today, Minnesota Bear researcher Lynn Rogers has won a temporary reprieve in his fight with the State Department of Natural Resources. Rogers and the DNR settled on a temporary agreement today that allows Rogers to keep radio collars on 10 bears. Rogers also will be allowed to continue hand-feeding bears around his research center near Ely under certain conditions.
What are we learning? That's what I want to know. What are we learning?
They can be domesticated unless they get really hungry.
Kind of like me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. He's doing everything the state tells you not to do, and they're allowing it. So I don't know what we're learning here, Such.
The agreement will also ban him from putting live den cams on the internet, a practice that drew international attention to his work. The DNR says it still wants to revoke Rogers' research permit, which was set to end on Wednesday. The case is expected to go before a state administrative law judge in the next 6 to 9 months.
I can see the den cam thing. Mm-hmm. That's not,
yeah,
but
that's
you know,
fun.
To train him so you go walk out there and give the bear a donut. That doesn't. I can see the state being upset with that.
I like Kenny's line earlier last week when he said, "Somebody said, what's he doing?" And he said, "Telling you there's 2 bears when there's really 2,000 bears."
The Giants are in the nation's former capital, not the current one, the first one.
Speaking of wildlife,
what's the first one? What?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Oh, Philadelphia.
Oh, they're meeting them there?
No. Huh? They play a series there, so they were in the area, so they went
but
to Washington.
You know what? I'll go back to Reavers' first point was correct. They should have been there the week after they won, not eight months.
Charter, well, that's what Twinkies did in 88. We were out there like Wednesday.
Yeah, we're here. Hello.
I was on that trip to the Rose Garden, saw Ronnie. And I kept hitting her. This is baseball, Ronnie. Oh, okay.
This is Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones.
Okay. Speaking of wildlife, wildlife officials have cut the quota for the state's second wolf season by nearly half. The target for hunting and trapping this fall and winter is 220. That's down 180 from last year. Department of Natural Resources will also grant far fewer licenses, a little more than half as many as last year.
How many did we kill last year? Did we reach the quota?
Yeah, it was four something, wasn't it?
We got that many?
So that's 220 wolves that will no longer be eating deer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for the wolves to take down the deer.
Jeez.
Yeah, but, them eating deer on Ely ain't going to do you any good in Highland Park, I'll tell you that.
Minnesota counties have until Thursday to decide.
Well, how about, would it do me any good when I hit the deer at the Grand Casino?
Maybe. We might get a wolf in a Hinkley.
It's all about what's going on in your front yard.
Absolutely.
Royce is absolutely, totally pro-drought, and nobody's going to tell him any differently.
Yeah, that's right. Royce Suchere and former Governor Jesse. It's all about us, baby.
All right, everybody. Minnesota counties have until Thursday to decide whether they'll tack a $10 charge on vehicle license tab renewals to generate money for local road projects. Right now, 40 counties have voted to collect the fee.
I take it our Hennepin County's already done that?
Yes.
They did that last week.
Just voted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anoka County commissioners last week voted to get rid of their $5 wheelage tax. The reason, apparently Anoka County Commissioner Scott Schulte says, they had to charge $10 or sacrifice $1.3 million. He said they'd rather sacrifice the $1.3 than charge $10.
You just did his voice again, and I still think the funniest thing you've ever talked about is that Jesse came up with the idea of Fun Friday, which I am now convinced, because he was just aware enough of the alliteration of Fun and Friday, but had no reasonable thought process whatsoever. Because you asked him, well, what about it? What's fun about it?
I have an audio clip of that somewhere where he says, oh, it's 5:30. We just got, all right, everybody, it's Fun Friday. and I thought I had missed something. Did he plan something? Are we having a guest? And I said, what are you doing? What's Fun Friday? He said, I don't know. It's just Friday. It's the weekend. It's fun. And I was a little relieved at the fact that I wasn't being.
You missed the memo.
I thought I missed something. Yeah. Fun Friday.
When did the old gov, the soon-to-be governor, come rolling in for show prep back then?
My assumption is that he did a lot of show prep at home.
Yeah.
And I remember one time stopping. He'd come in, and he was there.
He did not do 30 seconds of show prep in his life.
Well, and I'd have the everything highlighted and cut out and would give it to him, and he said, no, Rook, I want you to direct the show. I'm going to react to what you're doing. I'm like, no, it's
that's
not
the way
work.
It works.
It's not the way. You need, they're looking for you.
Oh, yes.
So I want it to be fresh. It's all
even
fresh
for
here.
Me. I want it to be fresh.
It's
even.
All fresh on Fun Friday. Because I ain't never seen the news yet. God, I'm going to get a call.
I know. You are.
Guilt by association. Yeah. I'd be starring in movies in Hollywood as a result of the friendship that I would have had with him. But for you two, it was guilt by association.
Right.
Yeah.
We cost
you
your fame
down.
And fortune. John, what do you have coming up?
Well, yeah, we're going to have it's going to be a little different today.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Is it fun Monday?
It's going to be a Moody Monday.
Moody Monday. I hate it. It's like that old cartoon George, Big George. Remember that? That guy hated Mondays. It never affected Marmaduke. Marmaduke loved him. But I remember George in that cartoon. It was just the one boxer. The guy hated Mondays. You know, I always wondered why Marmaduke always, he was always the same.
Jesse, we need to go to break.
Yeah.
Break? No, let's take Hemp John first. We got Hemp John.
Oh, I can't find the thing. I get it there. Here, somewhere there. Yeah. Here's John Haidt, I think, in the newsroom.
Thank you very much, Joe. Sunny in 76 degrees. Vikings getting ready to play the Falcons this Sunday. Offensive coordinator Norv Turner said today they need to get the offense rolling.
Yeah, we need to continue to try to find balance. And when everyone talks about balance, they think it's run pass. It's balance, in terms of getting all our players involved. Then in my experience, when you're going good, they take someone away, they concentrate on someone, it gives someone else the opportunity.
Someone get Norv some Aura Gel. I mean, he's got the teeth clenched when he's talking to reporters all the time.
Because it talks like that. This is coming from a guy who sounds like this the last four
Why do you have the basketball nose, by the way?
Because I have the worst sinus infection I've ever had in my life the last week.
Let's get some meds there, Chris.
Some of us come into work when we're hurt.
Well, that's you know what? Not a bad shot. Not a bad shot.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, it's their heart, their knees. Shot. We're still here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, heart, knees, sinus infection. Yeah, it's a 3-3.
I think the fact that North Turner
does
should
anybody
be.
Anybody know where he went?
Who cares? Ooh.
Patrick?
He told me he wouldn't be here for this segment.
Yeah, a little MGK going.
No.
Maybe not.
Other than the cop is working.
No. This is like when your kid falls asleep in the car. Let's just enjoy the quiet time.
Okay.
It's
like when you're
a
kid.
Don't wake him up!
3:25 game Sunday. Falcons and Vikings at TCF Bank Stadium. Twins in Detroit tonight, opening up a season-ending four-game series against the Tigers. Detroit still with a two-game lead over the Royals in the American League Central. Yes, two-game lead. Trevor May pitches for the Twins. Max Scherzer goes for the Tigers.
You know that lady I said that was playing the harp for the gorillas at the zoo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got an email that she's friends with Inge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That explains a little more. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Derek Jeter's last game at Yankee Stadium tonight. Chance of rain in New York City going down. It now looks like the heavier stuff will not be in the area until about 10 o'clock Eastern time. A 100% chance at that point, but only a 10% chance at 8 o'clock Eastern and 30%
chance. What time do they start the game?
At 9.
Let me tell you something right now, you dummies.
Yeah.
Wow. Greatest Yankee of all time. Go ahead, discuss.
Oh. No.
I'll go top
I just want
five.
The game to get rained out.
I'd go the DiMaggio.
Idiots that paid a lot of money don't get to see the game.
Where did you hear that?
They were arguing about it on TV today. Okay. I hesitated for about 3 seconds and then kept going. I'm like, no
Yogi
way
Yogi Berra's got to be in there.
Did you listen to the Olbermann thing?
No.
Yeah. It annoyed the living hell out of me.
But I like Olbermann, but I'm with you. That was a little bit much.
What? On who?
Jeter. He said he wasn't one of the 10 greatest Yankees. And
he's obviously in the top 10.
Drove me crazy. Anyway.
Well, who is the greatest Yankee?
Probably
DiMaggio. You'd have to go DiMaggio, I would think.
And over Mickey Mantle?
You got Mantle, you got Yogi Berra.
See, one,
you got
two,
Babe Ruth,
three,
you got
four.
Lou Gehrig.
Four. All four of you bit on that hook.
Yeah, you.
It's the greatest joke in the history of the
world. It is. Go ahead and tell that one.
Guy walks into a bar with his dog. He says to the bartender, if I can get this dog to speak, will you give me a free beer? And the bartender says, buddy, I'm tired of this kind of nonsense, but there's not many people here, so go ahead. And so the guy looks at the dog, and he says, who had the 56-game hitting streak? That dog goes, Roof. Bartender says, no. Your dog didn't do a damn thing. It just said Roof.
Right.
The guy says, let me try one more time. Please, you give me a free beer? The guy says, yeah. He says, he looks at the dog. He says, come on, you can do it. The 56-game hitting streak. Roof, roof. No. Bartender kicks him out. They go out on the street. The dog looks up at the guy and says, was it DiMaggio?
Ice cream.
Thank you, Bob.
I shortened it, and that might have taken something out of it.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't think you told it right, to be honest.
I think I might have had it wrong.
I think you did, too.
I don't know.
I think your setup was wrong, but that's okay.
Sorry.
The Brewers lost to Cincy this afternoon.
But see, the dog could actually talk.
Yes, he could speak. Yeah.
I missed that part. The dog went to the mechanic?
The Brewers loss now means the Giants are in the playoffs as a wild card team. Don't forget the Giants won the World Series in 2012 and 2010, so this would be their year again, right?
Thank you, Rain Man.
Yeah, every other year. Yeah. News notes from
their
today.
Catcher, all right. What's his name?
Buster Posey. Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
Buster
what about
Posey.
That long-haired pitcher?
Lincecum?
Yeah.
He cut his hair, actually, and he's been pitching out of the bullpen because he had a streak that wasn't too good.
All right.
So. Eric Holder resigning after 6 years as the U.S. Attorney General. The president speaking on that this hour. He will stay on until a successor is named. It's a holiday favorite. A lot of folks here in Minnesota look forward to. This year it'll be a bit different. New details about the Holidazzle were revealed this week. Instead of the classic parade, this year will feature a new Minneapolis Christmas market, displaying at least 30 different huts in an authentic German-style Christmas market.
Nine!
Various events will be featured each weekend through December, including choirs and a pop-up ice rink. The Minneapolis Christmas Market will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. November 28th to December 24th. Last year, the downtown council decided it wanted to start a new tradition, and the city council approved a new $395,000 funding plan for Holidazzle in June.
It's like $1 an hour. Mm-hmm.
Funding for the project will come from the Minneapolis Convention Center budget. Holidazzle began back in 1992, a year when the Mall of America had just opened and competition was fierce for Christmas shoppers.
John, tell me what a pop-up ice rink is.
I don't know, Kenny.
It must just be one water with the backyard rink boards. Remember that we had that guy on that was the D2? You put the rink up and boom, it's right there.
Are they going to allow sticks and pucks? Can we go shoot a few?
I doubt it. Probably but not. I'll take you on at that park anytime.
Okay, that would be the rink.
There we go again.
Okay, Grandpa.
Steak and beans.
All right, mm-hmm. Steel.
Steak
hip.
And beans game.
I'll be eating steak because Big Talker here doesn't even know how to own skates.
Look at, I've lost a ton of weight. I can fit into my skates again. Yeah.
I mean, you had fat feet?
Yeah. He had he was like Peter Thiel. He was a platypus.
I was down to wearing no socks.
Most pros don't wear socks.
Well, we do it for different reasons.
Yeah. The experts say by the end of this year, we might be paying under $3 a gallon for gas.
That'd be good.
Gas prices typically decline in autumn, and this year they're being pulled even lower by falling global oil prices. According to the experts, by the end of this year, up to 30 states could have an average gas price less than $3 per gallon.
A guy sees a sign in front of a house talking dog for sale. He rings the bell, and the owner tells him the dog's in the backyard. The guy goes into the backyard, sees a black mutt just sitting there. "You talk," he says. "Sure do," the dog replies. "So what's your story?" The dog looks up and says, "Well, I discovered my gift of talking pretty young, and I wanted to help the government, so I told the CIA about my gift, and in no time they had me jetting from country to country, sitting in rooms with spies and world leaders because no one figured a dog would be eavesdropping. I was one of the most valuable spies 8 years running. The jetting around really tired me out, and I wasn't getting any younger, and I wanted to settle down, so I signed up for a job at the airport to do some undercover security work, mostly wandering near suspicious characters and listening, had a wife, mess of puppies, and now I'm just retired." The guy's amazed. He goes back in and asks the owner what he wants for the dog. The owner says $10. The guy says, "This dog's amazing. Why on earth are you selling him so cheap?" "Because he's a liar. He didn't do any of that stuff."
Long way to go.
Yeah, it really was.
Long way to go. It went three times around the block.
In Wisconsin.
Whoa. He's a liar.
In Wisconsin, Dane County Sheriff's deputies arrested both people in one vehicle for driving while intoxicated. The deputy spotted the vehicle driving erratically on Highway 30 in Madison about 2 a.m. today. Authorities say the 47-year-old driver from Sun Prairie traded seats with his passenger while the car was moving.
The old switcheroo.
Like Smokey and the Bandit.
When the deputy pulled the vehicle over, the 47-year-old woman was behind the wheel. Unfortunately for both of them,
she was hammered too.
She was also drunk, yes.
But you're less drunk.
Both were arrested and booked into the Dane County Jail. Authorities say the woman gave the deputy a false name, too, could face an obstruction of justice charge. A lot of things wrong with this story. A dwarf who hired himself out for parties has escaped jail time after admitting pestering schoolgirls for sex. Mark Corrier, who accompanied revelers on wild party nights dressed as an Oompa Loompa. Harassed the four young girls over the internet. The 4'2" performer from Motherwell, who can make $1,000 a night, first.
What?
Going to the parties and
is this
acting.
A male or female?
It's a male.
Hey, want to see my Wonka?
Oompa Loompa.
Shall we play a game?
Oompa Loompa, I've got another puzzle for you.
It won't melt in your hand.
Authorities say
that's the wrong candy.
Authorities say he first messaged.
What has happened?
I just want John to finish the story.
First messaged a pair of twins on Facebook when they were 15 and asked one to have sex. Yesterday, he appeared at Hamilton Sheriff Court where he was ordered to perform 240 hours of unpaid work, and he was put on the sex offenders register for 3 years. He has to stay out of trouble during that period, or he will be sent to prison.
In his picture, his ID, is he dressed as a Oompa Loompa?
No, he just looks like a small fella in his picture coming out of court. When he left court, he refused to comment to reporters.
Why do Oompa Loompas always look like they have a spray tan? What's going on with that?
Can we take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
The Best of Garage Logic continues, the Sports Talk edition here on Friday afternoon. It's Reavers, and I wouldn't be doing the Best of Sports Talk any justice without my personal favorite bit, the double flange joist rotation segment many years ago. Enjoy.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's my question. Since it became really cold out, bitterly cold, we've been noticing a lot of snaps or cracks in the house, particularly in the wee hours of the morning. And I have a feeling it's from expansion and contraction. But my question is, what causes it, and is this a serious problem where I should have any concern?
Well, not only is it a serious problem, what's happening there is the double flanges on the joists are expanding counterclockwise in the ice. There have been occasions when people should leave their home depending on the... you have to time the frequency of the cracks. It's almost like a pregnancy thing. You have to time the frequency of the cracks. If they're within, let's say, 30 seconds of each other, I think you're looking at a night in a Motel 6.
You're kidding.
No, that's a flange joist contractual expansion problem.
Well, we just noticed it one night, mainly.
Well, that's all it takes. That's the way it starts. One night, hell, the next night you hear them more often. Again, if you hear them within 30 seconds of each other, I'd put the family in the car and get the hell out of there.
You're really kidding. It's only a 25-year-old home.
Well, they don't build them like they used to.
But it hasn't done it for many, many years, and we just had our kitchen renovated, which we moved some of the old cabinets, or all of the old cabinets, and they put in new.
Sheetrock? Any sheetrock used?
Pardon me?
Did they use any sheetrock in the new kitchen?
Yeah, we had some soffits removed.
And soffits removed. This is classic. This
You're
is
kidding.
A typically classic pattern.
Well, what caused it to do that?
The double flange backup on the joist, that counterclockwise expansion.
But why hasn't it done it for 25 years?
Well, you had this early, tremendous amounts of snowfall. They built up your ice dams, and now you've got all of that ice on your roof and this sudden cold weather, and it's a very unique situation.
Does it happen often? Or you say it's unique?
I think it doesn't happen often precisely because you don't often get that early season snow.
I see. Have you heard of much of this happening recently?
I've known families have had to leave for the winter.
Well, what could be the worst scenario? Could the house collapse?
Absolutely. Just dump down right on you. I'd get out of there.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Goodbye.
Good luck.
Oh, I hope his friend is listening.
Somebody straighten
that guy out. Hey, buddy, straighten that guy out. We have no idea. I don't
Look,
know.
If anybody's on hold for 30 minutes listening to us talk about whatever we were talking about and still thinks it was home and garden talk, you know, I'm sorry.
Well...
The final segment of the Best of Garage Logic, the Sports Talk edition, will take you home. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful weekend.
Well, as long as you're all cracking up in there,
okay.
Why don't we advertise that which is so amused us all?
1500ESPN.com. Go to the Garage Logic page right now. You're going to see a video of a large man trying to complete a trampoline basketball dunk, I believe, at the Atlanta.
And you know what's so funny about it?
Wait a minute. Somebody's got to do the play-by-play.
Okay,
just
so Rook, back it up. Back it up. I'll do the play-by-play.
Okay, and you got to describe the guy
The
first.
Large man is trying to...
No,
you know,
he's
we've
about
all seen the
5'8 and about 400.
We've all seen the mascot dunk off the trampoline, like at a Timberwolves game. Well, this guy, they must have rolled him out there for the Atlanta WNBA game, because that's going on. That season's going on right now. He tries to jump off the trampoline. He almost touches his feet to the floor. He gets so much going.
On the trampoline.
On the trampoline.
You can see the trampoline sweating as he approaches.
I think the trampoline slows him down,
yeah.
Man.
And he has the look of determination on
his
face.
Oh, he's gritting his teeth.
And
he's
he is saying,
his teeth.
I have
I've got this. I can do this.
He's got the basketball curled up in his wrist
like he's Dr. J.
And he's gonna slam this thing from a mile away.
Reavers, he's gonna rip the rim right off the backboard.
I think he's even afraid that he might hit his head on the roof. He's gonna get so much air.
And there's any.
And he's got great form.
He does.
Great form.
For about a second and a half, and then he goes face first right into the mat and doesn't even come close to the rim.
Wasn't even remotely close.
Like Wile E. Coyote falling 300 stories.
The great part is his follow-through. Yep. He doesn't even, when he realizes he's not going to make it,
he doesn't break form.
He's still extended.
There could be a chance.
So we have all seen this video, but Kenny had not watched this yet until this last commercial break, and he's over there fanning himself because he's been laughing so hard he's sweating.
All the ingredients are there. The grit and determination on this fellow, the way he's holding the ball in kind of a hook stance because he's seen this all his life.
I think I can.
And he's running.
I know I can.
He's running in a great stride. He says, I can do this. I can do this.
He's about 6 feet short.
At least 10 feet short.
No. He hits the floor when he goes onto the trampoline, so it gives him no lift.
No.
So it's basically like he's just jumping.
Well, whoever said that is correct. I think the trampoline slowed him down.
Yeah, it gave him no lift
because
at all.
He landed on the trampoline, and the trampoline just went right to the floor.
Now, Joe, Rookie and I were debating this before the show today. We think that the greatest video we've posted at the Garage Logic page was the streaking guy that ran into the glass.
Yeah, this is better.
Do you think this is better?
Oh, this is better.
Okay.
This is better.
I never thought that video would be top, but you have to check it out. 1500ESPN.com. Go to the Garage Logic page. You won't be disappointed.
Fat guy fails miserably.
Watched it a dozen times. I bet I giggle every time I see it. American soccer goalkeeper and Olympian Hope Solo say she was very drunk during a Today Show interview the morning after her team won the gold medal in 2008. She said she and her teammates from the Summer Beijing Olympics partied after the winning game. She said when we were done partying, we got out of our dresses, got back into our stadium coats at 7 in the morning with no sleep, lots to drink. We went on the Today Show drunk.
Is she the gal that married Guapa Loopy, the shortstop for the Red Sox? Who am I thinking of?
No, that's Mia Hamm. That's Mia Hamm.
Well, is there a controversy surrounding this, or is it just coming to light now and we should be shocked?
No.
She's just telling everybody.
Exactly.
I remember seeing Danny DeVito on The View one morning, absolutely hammered.
I'm sorry?
On The View, Danny DeVito on The View.
Were you clicking channels?
And he was absolutely hammered. It was very funny.
No, he had it saved in his TiVo.
In Akron, Ohio, a woman identified only as Chrissy says she's 37 years old. She's been standing at a busy intersection for a day in boots and a bikini with a sign appealing to passing motorists to give her money to help raise $5,058 for breast implants. That's drawing complaints from people who are asking for money because they say they need food and a roof over their heads. Chrissy thinks what she calls her original plan is working. She says she made $46 in her first 2 hours. Woman says a man claiming to be with a TV show sucked her toe inside an East Georgia Walmart after claiming everything she purchased that day would be free if she complied with the unusual request.
Was that difficult?
I can get it up there.
His toe.
What if I took my shoe off? I bet I could get
my toe. No, we're good. We trust.
See, it was two people, Kenny, not just one.
Oh.
The Augusta Chronicle.
Oh, I thought you said she sucked her own toe.
No.
Jeez. No, that's enough interruption now.
The Augusta Chronicle reports. The Augusta Chronicle reports the woman called sheriff's deputies to describe the bizarre encounter in the Grovetown store. Columbia County Sheriff's report says the man asked the 18-year-old if her toenails were painted and whether she ever watched America's Funniest Home Videos. He told her he was with the show. Authorities said he asked if he could kiss her foot as part of a prank. Then started instead sucking on her big toe.
Isn't there already a failed superhero, the toe sucker?
Yeah, that's what he did.
So he's not a candidate anymore. Or this guy's not a candidate.
The woman said she screamed. The man just looked up, said, I had to, and it tasted very good, and then ran from Walmart.
Well, that's creepy. Yeah. I like my version better. Mine's a lot more fun. Yeah.
Sheriff's officers say a Ferndale, Washington woman accused of dousing her boyfriend's tent with lighter fluid and igniting it with him inside has been arrested. Sergeant Larry Flynn tells the Bellingham Herald the tent was badly damaged, but the boyfriend escaped without any burns. 26-year-old Jennifer Marie Sharp and her 34-year-old boyfriend were arguing at a campground when he said, "I'm going to bed." The officer says the woman stood outside, hurled firewood, camp chairs, and other items at the man.
He must have fallen asleep fast, huh?
Mm-hmm. She then lit the tent on fire.
You're still late,
lit the tent on fire and wandered off.
Oh, I was going to assume that she found him in there with another lady.
No.
Okay.
Deputies picked her up. She was booked into the Whatcom County Jail for investigation of arson and domestic violence.
So she's just regular crazy, Kenny. Just regular crazy.
Okay. Boyfriend is fine.
No, I am them.
Investigators say a Southern California doctor saw enough from an X-ray to prescribe painkillers to an undercover cop, but missed the tail that showed it was the image of a dog. Police in Los Angeles County deputies raided the Glendora Urgent Care Clinic of 69-year-old Dr. Rolando Lodovicio Atiga. After a two-month investigation that included three undercover deputies posing as patients, one of the deputies showed Atiga an X-ray, asking if she could have some painkillers. What the doctor missed, it was a scan of her German Shepherd that clearly showed the dog's tail. The doctor was arrested. Has a court appearance coming up.
Who knew that would work?
Apparently it did, didn't it, Kenny?
Well, for a while, anyway.
People are flocking to a tree in northern New Jersey where some say they see the image of the Virgin Mary. Makeshift shrines have sprung up by the tree in West New York. People have been praying, crying, and leaving flowers and candles as they look at the small opening where the bark was stripped away. A fence and other barricades have also been set up around the tree, which is in a sidewalk along a commercial strip. Newark Archdiocese spokesman Jim Goodness told the Journal of Jersey City the image is likely some discoloration that just resembles the Virgin Mary.
Probably a knot hole or something like that, huh, John?
I saw a picture. It looked like a knot hole. I didn't see anything else besides that.
She'd find a better spot to appear, you think?
Well, it's just, it's sides of buildings. And...
Why is it always her? How come it's never like Colonel Sanders or Red Fox or, I don't know.
Or Dan Fogelberg.
Or FDR. Yeah, or Dan Fogelberg or anybody.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Susan B. Anthony.
It's the tantamount to, why do aliens never land in an urban area?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Nobody recognized Susan B. Anthony, would they, Kenny?
She's on the silver dollar, isn't she?
She is. She does have her own dollar, I believe.
John?
Yes.
Yeah,
I know.
Good video, though.
I Believe I Can Fly. I'd go check that out if you're... 1500
ESPN.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Best of Garage Logic. Reavers here. The mayor will be back again Monday, bright and early, ready to go, along with the full crew. Rookie, Kenny, Johnny, and yours truly will be here. Thanks so much for tuning in, and don't forget to rate us on Apple iTunes and give us some feedback. We always love hearing to you. You can email the show. Just go online to the show page at garagelogic.com. Thank you so much for your continued support of this show through its transition to now podcast form. We love you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.